How's it going, everyone? Spencer here for Geek Intel. And today, as you can see, this is my first episode of the Geek Talk podcast, a weekly series that'll be on my channel. If you guys are subscribers over on youtube.com/geekintel, I have been doing Geek Talk for about a year now, not in a podcast form. It was originally just every once in a while I do this, do a show with a 40-minute, like 30 to 40-minute thing, one topic, may or may not have a guest on it, and I'd do a video of like a little... I'd live stream it and then it would go on YouTube afterwards. But I've decided to make this a full-blown podcast, so if you guys are watching right now, for those who don't know, it'll be on YouTube Live. I'm not really sure what set date it will be yet. If you guys follow me on Twitter, at TheGeekIntel, you'll see when I'm recording. You'll get a heads up of what day I'll probably be recording and then right before I go live and whatnot. So there's that. And then it'll go on YouTube right after I go live, and then it'll go on iTunes, I think, the day after. Besides this episode, I have to set up the iTunes podcast, which will be also titled Geek Talk, obviously. So I'll have to, I'm not really sure what day that'll go up. Probably Friday, I think, it'll probably go up, or Thursday. Probably Thursday. So I'll just get right into it. The way the new Geek Talk will be working is I'll have 4 or 5, maybe one topic, and I'll just talk about it. These are kind of more laid back, I guess. Not really laid back, but I don't know how to explain it. But just me talking about stuff I care about, not really news. Some of it will be news, some of it will just be random topics I think of. And the topics will be in the title, or I'll be able to fit a couple of the main ones in there, and then I'll write in more, whatever else will be in this. I may also add segments. As you know, this is my first episode, so it's not 100% done yet. I may add more segments to the show, something like that. And if you guys are familiar, I do have a lot of podcasting experience. I'm a host on The Great Geek Debate. I've been on Rational Passions and a few other podcasts, so I'm not new to this. I am new to hosting my own podcast. And again, too, if you guys would like to be a guest on the show, or you'd like me to talk about a topic, be sure to link it. Comment below. Comment if you're watching this on the blog. It might be on the blog as well. Comment below there. If you watch this on iTunes, I think there's comments on iTunes. I don't even know. Or you can just go ahead and tweet me again at TheGeekIntel. And so we're going to go ahead and get right into this. This week's topic, as you can see from the title, will be Transformers. Excuse me, I was opening the Google Drive. It will be Transformers, Watch Dogs, and Night of the Living Deadpool. And I will try to keep this mostly a spoiler-free show unless I write it in the title, or obviously, like, the Night of the Living Deadpool, I will be spoiling some stuff from that. But yeah, so we'll get right into it. I have these split up into there's only three topics this week. Again, this is my first show, so I knew the intro and the stuff would take a while. So I wanted to cut it down to just three topics this week. And before I get started, I just want to say a special thank you to my friend, another host on The Great Geek Debate, Tyler, a.k.a. Clyde Frog on Twitter. He also hosts the show The Glitch on iTunes. I just wanted to go ahead and say thank you to him because he gave me a lot of the ideas for this podcast to start it up. And he really gave me some inspiration there. And also, just check out his podcast. It's really good if you guys like gaming. The Glitch is all about gaming. And he's helped me get this on iTunes. So thought I'd shout that out real quick. And so now we'll get right into Watch Dogs. That's my first topic of discussion here. So Watch Dogs is a multi-platform game coming out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. I don't believe it's coming to current gen, though I could be wrong on that one. I'm not really staying up to par with current gen because I am not... I no longer play in current gen. So, but yeah. So we'll get right into that. Watch Dogs is a game pretty much like, kind of like GTA, but you hack stuff, I guess we could say. And yeah, that's pretty much it. If you guys aren't familiar with Watch Dogs, where have you been? You've probably been under a rock or something. I'm mainly going to talk about as it stands right now, not so much the game itself. Well, I'll be talking about the game itself, but kind of where we're at right now, not really what it's about and stuff like that. So we're getting into it. As you guys know, it was delayed. It was supposed to be a launch title with the PlayStation 4 at least. It would have been a launch title for Xbox One as well, but it was supposed to launch the day of the PS4, and they pushed it back to now we're getting a release day of May 27th, I think. I believe that was the release day. It may have been May 17th. I could be wrong. Sometime in May, apparently we're going to get this game. And I don't have a problem when games get delayed, but when they start getting delayed too much and we don't get a lot of information, that's when it kind of starts to go downhill, because I already know a lot of people that have actually dumped ship off this game, like abandoned ship. There's the word I was looking for. That they're not getting it anymore because they think it's kind of like, I don't know, gone or something. I don't know why they're not getting. I don't know. I don't really understand that, but people will lose interest. Not saying that I would. I mean, that doesn't really make sense to me, but people will lose interest in the game if it gets delayed too much. And, but I'm not really concerned. A new game, a new title. There's never been a Watch Dogs before, so they're new at this. Well, they're not new at this, but it's a new title, so they want to make it as good as possible. And to me, when a company delays a game, they're saying, hey, our game's not ready yet, and we don't want to ship it out early. I wish other games did that, looking at you, Battlefield. But don't quote me. I'm a huge Battlefield fan, but I mean, that game was it was pre-released way too early. That should have waited at least a couple months for them to fix all the stuff that's wrong with that. But regardless, when a game is pushed back to me, I feel like they're saying, all right, yeah, we're just going to fix it. And give us a little while, we'll fix it, we'll make it better, because they actually care. So I don't mind it got pushed back. Seeing from the gameplay that they released, it looks very nice. There was a few GIFs I saw over on the Watch Dogs and PS4 Reddit communities that people spotted. There was one that showed severe like graphics differences between the E3 gameplay video and then the new one they just came up with in the trailer, I believe 2 weeks ago, I think they came up with a new trailer. But I don't think that's really a problem. It's probably just how they recorded the trailer or something like that. I don't think it'll be a... Obviously, the graphics wouldn't go down from the time they delayed it. That wouldn't really make any sense. But regardless, that's what I feel like on the delay. Honestly, I'm happy that it got delayed, because I also was... I got four launch titles when the PS4 came out. I got Call of Duty, Battlefield, Assassin's Creed, and Lego Marvel Super Heroes. So I had enough games to play, and I was actually almost thinking about not getting this. I didn't have the money at the time with all those games to get this, so I'm glad it got pushed back, so now I'll be able to enjoy it fully. As you know, the new games coming out right now are kind of at a slow point right now. We know Infamous is coming out next week. We'll talk about that a little bit in a little while. But other than that, should be really good. Next, we have some multiplayer news for Watch Dogs. It will feature 8-player multiplayer. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have no idea how this is going to work, because it's not GTA where you steal cars and you shoot people. It's you hack people and you use logic kind of to progress in the game. You're still a criminal for the most part. You're kind of like a, I like to call it more of a, what would be the word? Like a vigilante, I guess we could say. Because I believe he is trying to help some people, but also... This is the guy that's just against the supreme overlord and watchful eye that is the what is it called? Not DedSec. Is it DedSec? No, I don't know. Something like that. Whatever the equivalent to like maybe our NSA would be. Whatever that is, he's trying to fight them, and he's doing it through the power of hacking. So 8-player multiplayer, I have no idea how it's gonna work. Should be really fun, because, I mean, who doesn't want to be a hacker with 8 other people? I have no idea how it's going to work, so I can't say anything about that. But that is cool that they've announced the multiplayer. And there's also another feature here that they've talked about is player jump-in. That is something that's going to be available in this, is that when someone's in your game, when you're playing single player, someone else can jump into your game, start hacking you, and you have to find them and, like, counter-hack them. And that sounds like a really cool idea to me, and I think it's going to be really fun, but also to a lot of people, it would really annoy them. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but they knew a lot of people would get annoyed by it, so they have gone and announced that it will, it can be disabled. So any guys that were, you know, a little hesitant on that, about that part, because I know a couple people were like, that's stupid, I don't want to get interrupted while I'm playing single player. And I mean, sometimes you don't, especially people that are don't have online on the PlayStation or something like that, but, or PC. No, it doesn't make any sense. But anyways, if you guys don't want to have some players jump in, don't worry, because you don't have to. I think it's a really cool feature. I personally would leave it on, because that's just cool, like someone jumping in your game and hacking you. I think that adds a whole new level to the game experience. But regardless, that's that. And then that is all I want to talk about Watch Dogs. I'm getting really excited for Watch Dogs now that we may have a May 27th or 17th release date. Apologize again. I forget which date it was. But yeah, so Watch Dogs, definitely going to be cool. I've been waiting for this game since last year when they announced it. I pre-ordered it at PAX East, got my shirt, and so I'm super excited. So next we will be going into, I'm just going to try to check what time this is at. No, okay, I guess I don't know. I'm trying not to do this too fast, because I feel like I'm kind of going fast, because I'm used to doing regular videos on here, but bear with me, first podcast style of this. Anyways, we're going to go into Transformers 4, or the new Transformers trailer, which I think looks very nice. I have a lot of things I want to talk about this. So if you guys haven't seen it, pause right here, go watch it, and then come back. So it's only like 2 minutes of your life. You'll be all right, because it's awesome. So Transformers, we have a new trailer. And in the trailer, we saw Optimus Prime, the main characters, the main characters and actors, which I'll talk about in a second. The main character is Mark Wahlberg and a girl I do not know the name of, but he is the main character. Replacing Shia LaBeouf, which I will talk about in a second. So we get Optimus Prime. We saw a couple of the Transformers. We saw Megatron. And then we saw the... it's kind of like Transformers are dead now. After the events in Transformers 3. I have seen Transformers 1 and 2. I have not seen Transformers 3 yet. Again, I'll talk about that in a minute. Why I haven't seen that one yet. But Transformers 4, we're kind of at the point where the Transformer era is apparently dead. And the Transformers are just getting like destroyed by these... I think government agencies, I think they're trying to get rid of all the Transformers, so they're kind of in hiding, and then we have Megatron come down. We also have some of the dinosaurs. I can't remember if there's an actual name for those from the cartoon, I forget. People were calling them a certain thing. I think the dinosaur they showed in that, he was like a T-Rex, I think he might have been, he had a certain name, but it escapes me right now. But those are really cool, it's something we haven't seen yet. So I'll get into it. Why I didn't see Transformers 3, and why I wasn't a huge fan of Transformers 1 and 2, was definitely the actors. I could not stand Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. I'm just going to be plain out there. I don't really like Megan Fox as an actor. Shia LaBeouf is okay. I liked him in Holes. But Transformers, I feel like it was too focused on those characters rather than the Transformers. And especially Megan Fox, she's gotten in the way. And that story was stupid, that little love thing they had. I hope that doesn't happen again in this. But Mark Wahlberg, I love him as an actor. Awesome in Ted. Awesome in his other movies he was in. He's just a great actor from Boston, too. That's why I like him as well. But regardless, he would be the main actor. And the girl that was the other main actor, I don't really recognize her. So that, to me, kind of speaks as a good thing. When you don't recognize a new actor, that means it's someone fresh you haven't really seen. Or at least I haven't seen, because I don't recognize her. But you might. But regardless, that is why I didn't see Transformers 3. I probably will see it before this comes out, since this is a sequel to that, or a prequel, or... No, it's a sequel, just kidding. Yeah, I don't know why I say prequel, because it happens after it. But yeah, that should be cool with the new casting selection there. Optimus Prime now, I had something to talk about him. We got to see what his truck looks like. It looks like the normal truck he usually looks. Actually, I think they may have changed his look. I know they changed his face look, which I am not a huge fan of. It just looks kind of weird to me. But if you guys, again, you probably saw it, his mouth is kind of different, but I know I'm criticizing a mouth on a Transformer, but it's important. They have changed the style of the truck. I believe they put it back to the old, the old Transformer look of the cartoon, which is just the flat, like, Mack truck kind of. I don't know what it's called, but it's the one that's just flat, like, it goes from the windshield down to the bumper, which is flat. There's no, like, engine block kind of thing. So he's that kind of truck. We'll just call him that kind of truck. And he's not the old, like, the big kind of badass tractor trailer was before. I don't know if it's going to be cool, because you really don't see too much of what he looks like in vehicle form. We kind of just see him all beat up in, like, a garage, which that's pretty cool. But, yeah, so we got some look at Optimus Prime, so he's awesome. And then the dinosaurs look great. We saw it. A little bit of it kind of popped in at the end. He kind of just went after and chased Optimus Prime and bit him. And then that was that. So I'm excited to see those. I want to know what the story of this is. As far as I can tell, Megatron is attacking Earth, and he has the power of the Transformer dinosaurs with him. I feel like I'm saying that name wrong, and someone's going to criticize me, like, why does he keep saying dinosaur Transformers? But anyways, like I said before, this is a sequel, but also I feel like it's kind of like more, they're using it as almost like a reboot, since I don't think it's canon with the last story really at all. I think it's more of a jumping on point, if you will. Maybe like, what movie recently did that? I can't really think of one, I guess. But anyways, regardless, I would recommend you do see Transformers 1 and 2 at least, and 3 maybe. I don't know, I really can't quote on that one since I haven't seen it. But they are okay movies. I like 2 with the whole, was it Jetfire or Starfire? No, it was Jetfire, right? Jetfire? The big, huge, black, what is that? What is that plane called? The really big plane that can go into the atmosphere. I forget what it's called. No, it's not a Black Hawk. That's a helicopter. I can't. Oh, a Blackbird. There we go. Blackbird. The one that transforms, the old one with the cane. I think that was probably the coolest Transformers I've ever seen. The CGI in these movies are great too as well. And I do like the story of Transformers 1 when they come down to Earth, and the military attacks and stuff like that. It is pretty cool. Again, I just didn't really like the whole thing with the human aspect being bigger than the Transformers. I don't think I saw Bumblebee in the trailer. So hopefully he's in it, because he's like the main character of Transformers. More than Optimus Prime, actually, coincidentally. So I believe they're using this as a fresh start, kind of, but also staying canon to the last ones, a little bit at least. So that's cool. I definitely want to see some more of that. When it comes out, I believe it also, I think it's coming out in, I want to say July 2014, I don't remember. But, so that's it for the Transformers talk. Next I'd like to go into Night of the Living Deadpool. Now this is a new comic book series that's currently on issue 4, and it is, let's see, here we go. It's written by, Cullen Bunn is the writer, and Raymond Rosanas is the artist, and I just want to talk about this series because out of all the comic books, you guys know I'm a comic book guy, and out of all the series I'm reading right now, I think this may be the most enjoyable one next to Guardians of the Galaxy, because that series is great right now too. But Night of the Living Deadpool is, I actually didn't even know this was coming out. I had been reading Deadpool Kills Deadpool, which is a four issue run, which you guys should definitely go pick up because it was very good. And then my pull list, because I had it on a pull list, and I guess they automatically subscribed me to this one when it came out. So I picked it up, I was like, all right, what the hell, I'll read it. And it's really, really cool. I think the first thing that jumped out to me the most would be two things regarding color. Now, the way they color this is, if you guys have read Walking Dead, it's black and white. And I absolutely love Walking Dead comics, how they're black and white like that. It just kind of changes the aspect. And it's the same with this. This is it's a zombie apocalypse, obviously. So it is black and white, except Deadpool is the only one that has color. So Deadpool has, like, full black, red. His guns have, like, you know, color to them. And his swords have color. So he's fully colored, but everything else in the world is black and white, except for the flashbacks, which are fully colored. I thought that was a really cool aspect to this comic book. Really stands out from the rest of them. And so let's see what else I want to talk about here. Oh, the brief synopsis of the story would be, he woke up, he was eating chimichangas at a local restaurant where he woke up, and the world had gone to poop. I don't want to swear in this podcast. Kid friendly. But, so basically, he's trying to find out where he is. He's also the last superhero, which I'll get into in a minute more in depth. And basically, he met a group of survivors. They kind of die. There's lots of death in this. Oh, my God. You don't get attached to any character in this because everyone, oh, my God. It's just, it's insane. I'm going to try not to spoil too much. I'm only on issue 3. There is another issue out right now. I believe issue 5 came out this week. I'm actually not sure how many issues there will be, too. I'm not sure about that one. But basically, I'm going to go up to issue 3 and say there's a spoiler. He gets bitten by a zombie in issue 2, but because of his regeneration, he doesn't turn into a zombie, at least not right away, and he thinks he's all set and good because the thing had healed. But actually what happens in issue 3 is he becomes a zombie for a little bit, and then he comes back to a regular person, and that's really weird. I don't know if he's slowly deteriorating into a zombie or he's going to be like that for the rest of his life. I'm not really sure how they're going to do that, but that was pretty cool. Another thing, too, about this story that's really cool is the way they did the zombies are different than every other thing. You know, you still take them out with the headshot, you know, all that, you know, basic zombie stuff, you know, textbook zombies. But the one thing that's different about them is that they're still conscious human beings. So when they're eating people, you'll see in the first issue especially, they start attacking Deadpool, and they're all, you can see in little speech bubbles, their human counterparts, the consciousness is still there. So they're like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to eat you. I'm so sorry, while they're eating them. So they don't have any control over their body, but they do have control over their mind, and they can speak a little bit. Apologize, got an email. But yeah, so that is very interesting. And Deadpool himself was saying some stuff, too. It was pretty funny, actually, when he was a zombie. But other than that, very graphic. I would think this is an adult-ish comic because there's so much blood in this. It's not even funny. But, so, That's great. I want to know if he... Oh, back to the superhero part here. He says he's the only superhero, and everyone's telling him he's the only superhero left. But I honestly would not be surprised if we saw another superhero into this mix. Because I feel like he can't be the only... There's no way that Captain America, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor... Thor is not even on this world. There's no way all these superheroes died by this one virus. I mean, I know that's the story. It's supposed to be like he's the only one left. But that's just kind of hard to believe, that aspect, if he's the only superhero left. He might be the only superhero they can contact, obviously, because the radios and whatnot, technologies get down, obviously, because it's an apocalypse. But he can't... There's no way he can't be the only one. Guardians of the Galaxy are still there. Thor, unless this was like a multi-universe infection, I highly doubt he's the only one. I can't see how he's the only one. That's not to say that Thor and Guardians of the Galaxy maybe are completely clueless this is happening, because there, again, there's no radio transmissions to the Earth or anything like that, and they are not on Earth. So, that's not to say that we might not see them, because they don't know anything about this, but, I mean... Still, and again, Wolverine with his regeneration powers, he has the same ones as Deadpool, so I don't see how he could have died. And so, I mean, there has to be more superheroes. That'd be really cool, actually, to see. I never thought of that, to see Wolverine come up and team up with Deadpool for this for the Night of the Living Deadpool. That'd be awesome. They're just, like, beating the crap out of people and just slicing these zombies up with his claws. Deadpool's got his swords. That'd be actually really cool. I hope we see a superhero soon, another superhero in this. They kind of hinted at one in issue 3, but it turned out not to be a superhero, which was kind of sad. But to wrap up the Night of the Living Deadpool, I would highly suggest you guys check that out. It's only on issue, only on issue 5 right now. You can easily pick that up. Or if you guys want to wait, depending on how long the series is, usually they release a trade paperback around issue 8, usually. I know Guardians of the Galaxy was issue 8. Spear of Spider-Man was issue 8. So they'll probably release a trade soon, maybe next month, I would say. Maybe late this month, March. So definitely be on the lookout for that. If you guys want to buy all 5, go right, be my guest. Or you want to get 3 this week, 3 next week. Whatever you want to do, I suggest you pick up the series. It's very good. And, of course, he's also his humorous self throughout the whole thing, which is hilarious. Which I won't spoil too much of that for you guys. I have to leave something new for you. But I really haven't even spoiled most of the story, actually, because there's a lot of story aspects, a lot of groups, a lot of people you encounter. So definitely go check that out. And that actually wraps up the show for this week. I have 2 more parts. I have 2 more series to this. Again, I'm new. This is my first episode, so I'll probably add some more topics next week. Like I said, I want to keep this one kind of short, work out the kinks. I may add some more segments. And there are 2 more segments to the show. One is the next week column, and the next one is question of the week. So I'm going to get into those, and then the show will be done. I'll do a little recap, and you'll be on your way. So next week, I will be talking about, on next week's episode of Geek Talk, I will be talking a bunch of stuff about Infamous Second Son, because I am picking that up on Tuesday. Excuse me. If you guys don't know, I do have the PlayStation 4, and as of right now, I don't have any PlayStation exclusives for it. The list I mentioned before, none of those are exclusives. I'm very excited to have my first PlayStation exclusive for this, besides the download ones, like, you know, whatever. Like Resogun and stuff. But this is also my first Infamous game. So I hope I can bring some new views to the table, if you will. I'm very excited to get that. The show may be a special on. I might, because like I said, some of these Geek Talks will be special. Some will just have a bunch of topics. Some will, like I'm going to be doing a CES special. Comic-Con special. You know, what else? E3 special. I'm going to be doing specials for this. I'll probably also do probably won't do a special for certain TV shows. I'll probably just include that into this. But I will be doing a special on Infamous Second Son. Probably will stay spoiler-free as well, because I probably won't even be close to beating the game, because I take my single-player games really slow. So I'll be talking about that next week. May or may not be a special show. Just stay tuned on my Twitter for that. And the question of the week for you guys. Watch on YouTube. You can answer the question on YouTube, Twitter, the website, iTunes if they have comments. Again, I'm not sure. Whatever you guys want to do. Question of the week is, if you could go back in time and delay one game you felt would benefit from a pushback, what would it be and why? So if you thought a game wasn't delayed, it wasn't ready yet, I will also be answering this question next week at the beginning of the show. And excuse me. And so if you guys thought one game wasn't ready, it could have benefited from a pushback or a delay, let me know. Any game, you know, you guys want to name like a Nintendo 64 game, that's cool. So go ahead, and I'm honestly not expecting a lot of questions for this, because I don't know how many views I'm going to get on this first. It'll probably be a slow build-up on iTunes and YouTube. I hope I get a lot of views from the YouTube side. I want to hear what you guys want to say about this. Again, first episode, I hope it was good. It looks like this is about, looks like it's about 25 minutes. So a lot shorter than I thought. Actually, no, I went on. I said 30 to 40 minutes, so that's not bad. I'll probably wrap it up probably at half an hour. I may try to keep the show below an hour. I think I'm going to try to keep the show below an hour because I don't want to drag it on too long unless we have big topics I want to talk about. So right now, there's really no basis for the show other than topics and the time and stuff like that. But again, anything happens, you guys can see the – you guys can give me some feedback on Twitter, at The Geek Intel. And if anything happens, you guys, like if I can't do the show a certain day, once I get the days set up of what day I'm going to record this every week and what day is going to come out, you guys will be the first ones to know right there on the channel. It will be a weekly podcast, like I said. Again, follow me and let me know what you think about the show, anything I should change, anything I can improve on, anything I should take out, add into the show. If you guys have anything you want me to add into the show, please, please tell me because I love listening to the community and I should be able to do whatever as long as it's not crazy and something to do with geeks. So obviously it's called Geek Talk. You're not going to give me a sports topic because that would not end well. but regardless, you guys want to ask me anything, comments below. Maybe I'll set up some sort of email. You guys can ask questions for the show or submit a topic too, by the way. Comment below and tweet me. Submit some topics for me to talk about, and I will give you my impressions on them if I can. because I'm not knowledgeable of everything. I'm going to tell you two things right now. Don't ask me. Is Kingdom Hearts and Star Trek, because those are two things I always get asked about, and I really I'm not familiar with really at all. So keep those off the board. so that's wrapping up. Again, you can follow me at The Geek Intel on Twitter. Go to the website. This should be on the website as well. If you guys haven't read my blog, I do all sorts of blog posts there. That's thegeekintel.wordpress.com. There's also be on iTunes Geek Talk. I'm not really sure how to even plug in iTunes. I'm so new at this. whatever, just search Geek Talk. It'll be in the link. It'll be in the description below once I get it set up. And then, as always, you can watch live on YouTube, or you can watch it afterwards on YouTube. It'll be uploaded right away at youtube.com/geekintel. This is Spencer signing out, and I'll see you guys later.